Time now for the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show is brought to you by Allstate, proud sponsor of Navy football. It's good to be in good hands. General Dynamics Mission Systems, advancing your mission. And by Pepsi, proud partner of Navy football.
Hello and welcome to the final Navy Sports Magazine of this season. Brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union. Coming up on the big show, we'll talk tennis with Greg Durham of the Navy men's tennis team as they beat Army to collect the star this week. We'll talk women's lacrosse with Megan Hubley. We'll talk baseball with Kyle Condrey. The Mids right now in first place in the Patriot League, trying to defend that championship. They head to West Point this weekend. Regular season action against the Black Knights with four at Doubleday Field. All that and more coming your way next right here on the Navy Sports Magazine. Brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union on the Navy Sports Network.
I was in a car accident yesterday. First time. My baby girl's okay, thank God. But it was really scary, you know? It was so loud and it happened so fast, I couldn't think straight. When I finally could, I just wanted someone to fix everything, you know? Like it never happened.
After an accident, choose Chesapeake Collision to get your vehicle safely back on the road and your life back to normal. Chesapeake Collision, your collision hero. Four area locations. Learn more at ChesapeakeCollision.com.
At Annapolis Bus Company and Town Transport, they can make your transportation as easy as possible. From corporate events, weddings, and Navy reunions to just a night out on the town. Call them at 410-266-3392 to reserve your vehicle. Annapolis Bus and Town Transport. What premium service is about.
Navy Federal Credit Union wants to help you drive away with a monthly car payment you can afford. You see, we're a credit union, so we pass the savings on to our members in the form of low rates. We also provide up to 100% financing, pre-approval checks to bring to your seller, plus 24/7 account access and live phone support. So, if you're thinking about an auto loan, let Navy Federal put you in the driver's seat with a great rate and more. Visit NavyFederal.org for details. Open to everyone in the Armed Forces, the DOD, and their families. Navy Federal Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
Strippler up top, left side for Warner. Warner to carry below the goal. Chair sets the screen for Warner. Andy, top angle shot, wrap around, he shoots and scores.
If it's spring in Annapolis, it's time for Navy lacrosse. So while you're cheering on our winning team or celebrating another Navy lacrosse victory with your friends, show everyone you're a good sport. Be responsible, be considerate of your fellow fans, and always designate a driver. It's part of every winning game plan. A message from NAAA and your friends at Anheuser-Busch who remind you responsibility matters.
The Naval Academy Athletic Association expects to win at everything they do. Join the Blue and Gold today, and your contribution will help enable our midshipmen to pursue the highest goals possible as members of our varsity or junior varsity teams. For more information, call 1-800-US-4-NAVY or log on to NavySports.com.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine. Navy men's tennis coming off of a big win against Army this past week with freshman Greg Durham. And you know, your first taste of Army-Navy life from day one back in June, it's all that they drill into you, beat Army, beat Army, beat Army. What was that moment like to be able to celebrate with your teammates with a big win this weekend?
It was a crazy moment. I didn't know what to expect coming in. There's been so much hype the whole season. You know, there's a lot of nerves going around, especially in practice the last few weeks. But it was an amazing experience, especially to be on the lineup. So I wasn't sure going in how I'd rank up, and I've never been up there. Just going up there and seeing their guys, knowing that this is a huge moment for both teams, it was really something special. And to be out there with my teammates and just to get the win was incredible.
As you mentioned, cracking the lineup as a freshman to get the opportunity in what has been a winning program to have that chance to play. What did that mean to you?
It meant a lot. So we had a big freshman lineup come in this year. A lot of good players. We're all kind of like the same level. And it was really like kind of who made a better impression on the coach and just how he thought we'd line up against Army. And so we all just kind of tried our best throughout this whole year, just see how things go. And it turned out that I got to play one of the higher spots, and I was happy with that. I think coach expect a lot out of me, so I've really been putting out and been practicing on the court.
What's been the biggest difference transitioning from high school and obviously the club tennis circuit to playing against a situation where almost every time you go out now, you're playing against a top-flight player?
It's the intensity. In high school, things every aspect of my life was a lot more relaxed. On the practice court, I wouldn't practice as much. I would have a lot more laughs on court. But now it's like in the classroom or on the tennis court, it's serious. Like, we go out there for 2 hours at least every day. And playing with this level of players every day and, like, during practice and on the weekends, it's just – it's the intensity, I'd say, that's a lot different.
How's the time management aspect been? I know for every freshman that's one of the more challenging things, taking care of what you've got to do away from the tennis court. But, of course, as you mentioned, when you're at practice or obviously competing in matches, you're expected to bring your best there as well. How's that been to manage all of that?
Time management has been one of the hardest parts here. I really like to excel and try to excel in academics as well as tennis, obviously. And I think just sticking to a routine has been the best part. The first 6 to 10 weeks of school in first semester, I really struggled. I even got, like, sat down off the team for a couple weeks just to, like, kind of regroup academically. And I found more of a routine with my life. It's like I put my uniform a certain way on my desk before I go to bed every night, untie my shoes, like, get everything ready. And I have a planner where I write everything down, just like whether it's tennis stuff I'm writing down or academic stuff. I make sure I have everything laid out in just a certain way, so every day I can – there's no surprises, really. Like, there is, but it cuts down on that.
Do you ever have a moment where you wondered, am I at the right place? Can I do it here?
Oh, yes. I had a lot of those thoughts during first semester. I never really, like, would talk to coach or anything about it, but some of us guys on the team would talk about it, like, hey, I've never had anyone in the military. I kind of came here for tennis a little bit, like, not going to lie. I wasn't huge on the military part coming in, but I think it's something that it comes to you or it doesn't, and I think it did come to me. Like, I really do actually want to be a military officer now, and first semester I was kind of regretting my decision. Plebe summer was kind of a blur. Like, I didn't really have much time to think.
Yeah, sure.
But once the school year came and, like, I got my phone back and stuff, got to see what my friends were doing back home or my family was doing back home, it was just it made me sad just, like, to, like, wonder if I was at the right place. But now second semester, after getting to go home over winter break and seeing what I'd given up, I think it was the right decision to be here.
All right, you guys certainly still have some business ahead of you. Continued success. Congratulations on the win as a team over Army, and good luck with the rest of the season.
Thank you very much.
Greg Durham has had a good freshman year for the men's tennis team, an outstanding win over Army, and obviously business still to tend to. Go to NavySports.com to get an update on Greg and the rest of the Navy men's tennis team. Back with more. This is the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union on the Navy Sports Network.
Welcome back to Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Mids baseball team coming off a sweep of Lehigh. Kyle Condry, a big part of that. I know it's every pitcher's dream to fire a no-no. You flirted with one over the weekend. And for you all, how big was that series? Because I think when you look at this series, you all, the way you all are playing right now, you all are swinging the B-Corps bats, hitting missiles, you're getting good pitching, and you guys are finding ways to win games. The interesting series over the weekend. What was it like to get all four?
Well, it was huge for us. Obviously, we've hosted the tournament the past few years, and so winning both four games this past weekend and the weekend before really sets us up well. We have a pretty good lead, two-game lead in first place now, going into the final 2 weekends of conference. So for us, we're thinking big picture here. We want to be able to host the tournament again. So to get that sweep in the past two sweeps was huge for us. Just overall wins, being able to play the tournament at home. I feel like we're a good team at home, so it was definitely good for us.
Right out of the box, you and Holy Cross played each other, and just to get a couple of wins in that series with as chaotic as that weekend was because of the weather and things of that nature, you know, how important was that just to go on the road and manage a split there in a situation like that and to set that tone to tell Holy Cross, you know, hey, we're going to be here from day one?
Mm-hmm. Obviously, the Patriot League picked Holy Cross to finish first, so we came in there with a little bit of emotion, and I know they did too, losing to us the year before in the tournament. So there's a lot going into that series, and so it was definitely good to go in and battle. We would have liked to win three or four games, But to split with them, just like you said, it was pretty good because, you know, that's a tough team. They have a lot of returners, more so than we do. We were pretty untested out in our besides our non-conference schedule. So it was good to see not only the older guys coming back, but some of the younger guys getting their first taste of the Patriot League, what that's like to play four games in a weekend, four highly contested games. And so it was definitely good to come away with a split there, although we would have liked to win three or four.
Yeah, sure. The competitor, and he wants to win every game. But you all have had tremendous leadership here in the past, both, as I like to call it, for the fielding players and the guys in the lineup, and you all have had some quality leaders on that pitching staff. There's some unproven, you know, commodities here at the beginning of the season. Mm-hmm. How have you all been able to put it together with new leadership emerging and obviously some other talents starting to emerge for you all as well?
I think it all starts with not only the players but also the assistant coaches, with Coach Kane and Coach Applegate coming in 2 years ago. They sort of built a culture that we didn't have freshman year, both offensively and on the mound. So us older guys have been with them for 3 years, and now we know what their system is like. And that just makes it that much easier to bring in those younger guys and have them fit in to be pieces of the puzzle. Like you said, you know, they're pretty unproven, but those guys like Sean Camhood, who came from being a position player, is able to work into being a pitcher after just a few months of working with Coach Applegate, and all the seniors and juniors who have been with Coach Applegate for 2 or 3 years now.
What is it about him and about you all? Because if you look at this staff, especially since he's been here, especially, this group's been pretty good. Mm-hmm. You know, and each guy that's been set into a new role, or, you know, those of you who've been able to start consistently, you know, what is it about what he does with you all that has allowed you all to find as much success throughout the entire staff?
Well, I think that he says a saying, calm is contagious, a lot. And he's the front runner of that group for sure. You know, he's always calm no matter the situation.
As a pitcher, do you like that?
I do, because for me, I get pretty fired up. And so when he comes out there on the mound in the seventh inning or however, whatever situation it may be, he's always there to calm me down. So I think that's a calming presence. And then just in day-to-day practice routine, he's always there that sort of, you know, he lays out what we have to do, and we go about it pretty methodologically as opposed to just attacking things without a purpose. He says there's a purpose behind everything that we do. So that sort of gives us something to work on every single day that we're out there, instead of just going through the motions and putting a check in the box.
For you all this week, the marquee pretty much shells itself. You all travel to Double Day Field to take on your arch rivals. Mm-hmm. How do you just take one game, one inning, one at bat at a time this weekend? You know, so much, you know, pressure on the Army Navy rivalry itself, and obviously, you know, for you all, the front running team, you're going to have the target on your backs this weekend. How do you all manage to settle down and take care of business game by game this weekend?
I think just living in the moment is the biggest thing. It's pretty easy to get wrapped up in the rivalry itself and sort of lose yourself in the off-the-field things. But when it comes down to it, it's still just a baseball series, and each pitch is still just a pitch. So if we can focus on the details and not get so wrapped up in all the other things that go on with playing Army, I think we'll help ourselves out. And also, I mean, we understand that we've taken it from the past couple of years, so they're hungry. But we just have to keep playing our game and focus on us. I think they're built pretty similarly to how we are. So it's going to be a tough series, like it is every year. And even if it's a sweep or it's a 3-1 series, those series are still tough. Like every game, you're going to have to capitalize on other people's mistakes. And if they don't make any, you're going to have to go out there and create for yourself. So when we're playing Army, we understand that they're going to go out there and battle just like we are, and it's going to be a tough series no matter who they've got in the lineup or who they have on the mound. It's going to be hard-fought games.
You mentioned you're a fiery guy out there, but are you good at getting a sense of when you may be starting to get to that point where you just kind of walk off the back of the mound, take that deep breath, and settle down, knowing how important each pitch literally that you throw is during the course of a game?
I think so. I mean, just being a senior, I think I have a little bit more maturity than I did in the couple past years. You know, freshman year, I was pretty upset with looking back on it, I think I didn't really play with a whole lot of passion. Then sophomore year and junior year, I tried to turn it up a notch. And time to time, that got me in trouble because, like you said, I'd kind of go over the edge of the cliff, so to speak, and get myself into trouble and hurt the team. And then this year, I've really kind of tried to identify how I can turn frustration and things that don't go my way into something positive. So figure out a mechanism that helps me go in the right direction when things don't go my way and I get fired up.
Finally, a lot of teams, everybody wants to compare themselves to past champions. And obviously you all had a taste of, you know, NCAA life, you know, last year. You got to win against St. Mary's. But how do you all convince this team, you know, hey, this is our team, this is this year, and focus on the task at hand so you can try and achieve that goal again?
I think for a lot of us, like you said, we played for some great teams. We've had great senior classes ahead of us. So for my class, it was realizing that, like, this is our team. And we're the ones that are going to have to go out there and make the pitches, that are going to have to get the big hits when the time comes, make the plays, make those last few outs of every game. And I think we've done that. You know, I can go through 1 through 9 through the lineup, and everyone out there that we put out there, regardless if it's the same starters that play or if we're working someone new into the lineup, everyone that goes out there knows what their job is. Same for on the mound, from the seniors to the freshmen, everybody knows, like, what we believe in as a pitching staff, how we're going to go about our business. So it's really like a mold that the players fit into. And so that's what we're talking about with, like, the culture every single year. It gets a little bit stronger. Not just the record of our record from sophomore to junior year, my sophomore to junior year, we did better, but I think it was just the culture getting stronger, understanding that winning is important, not only winning games, but winning practices and that sort of thing. So for our senior class, that's really where we've stepped up into that role of understanding that now it's our turn to make an impact on the program and keep things going in the right direction.
All right, Kyle, appreciate the time. Best of luck this week against Army.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Navy pitcher Kyle Condrey as the Mids get set for the Black Knights, 4 of them at Doubleday Field up at West Point. Coming up this weekend, video will be available on the Patriot League Network, so you can go to NavySports.com for all the link information. Coming up, we'll have more of the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union, Navy Sports Network.
Who says the game food has to end with wings? At Buffalo Wild Wings, try the Kickin' Shrimp Tacos and Ultimate Cheese Sampler for any game that's on. And when you want to root for your team from your couch, order Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Order online. You can customize your orders, save your favorites, and schedule when to pick it up.
Buffalo Wild Wings, Annapolis, Arundel Mills, Columbia, Laurel, and Bowie. Wings, beer, sports.
Listen. Hear that? Well, neither can anyone else. It's what a couple hundred shipmates aboard a 300-foot Navy submarine sound like to those who threaten freedom on the seas. Designed by the world's strongest naval force to be neither seen nor heard, America's Navy. Learn more at Navy.com.
I enlisted in the Army in 2005. I went to Iraq 3 times and Afghanistan once. I've been with the USA 6 years. You know, on a ranch, you have all kinds of damages that you never see coming. One day, I happened to leave the back door of my truck open. Cow bumped into it, push it all the way forward. 2,000-pound animal bumping into a little steel door creates quite a bit of damage. Actually use the app, take pictures of it right there for USAA, and they take care of the rest. Got a brand new door on there within a week. I'm Josh Eilers, and I'm a USAA member for life.
USAA Insurance. For the moments you never see coming. Call today to discuss your insurance needs. 800-531-USAA.
Member pay for their participation. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Navy women's lacrosse team getting set for action this week. And, of course, a game you can see Saturday on the Patriot League Network with Bucknell at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium. As always, admission free at the stadium. Joined now by Senior Captain Megan Hubley. Take us back to last week for a minute. You have a game against BU. And since they've come into the league, they've provided an element of toughness and competitiveness. And you guys really got a stiff test on Saturday. What was it like to pull that game out the way you all did?
It was definitely a tough on-the-road game. We had just played UVA on Wednesday in the middle of the week and then got right back on the bus and headed up to BU. So we knew it was going to be a tough game, and they're always tough. They're tough girls and always been a tough team to play. But I think we proved then that we can win the close ones, which is a kind of big deal moving into the Patriot League tournament. Those are always huge games, and I think it's like a big deal that we can win the close ones.
How much of Saturday was about mental toughness as much as the physical part of it? Because as you mentioned, y'all were on the road Wednesday against a tough ACC opponent, played pretty well down there against them, but still didn't get the result you wanted. And then you got to get back on the bus and go to the Northeast, which is never an easy trip. Mm-hmm. Was as much more mental toughness as it was physical toughness?
I think it was definitely a lot of mental toughness. I mean, we were tired first half, early in the first half, not playing great, definitely tired. And the second half, I think it was effort coming into the second half and starting to pull away. It was completely effort. We came from behind. We were down by two, but we just kept working. And I think that's what really – we just battled back.
You get to play against good offensive players in practice every day. And I every time I get a chance to talk to anybody who has something remotely close to defense in this game, how hard is it to play defense in this game right now? Because the rules are stacked against you as a defender. But how do you do it, and how much does working against the quality you go against every day help that?
Yeah, the quality of practice, I mean, we've got Jenna going so hard. Morgan's fast as lightning, so it's super hard to guard. I think that when we get into these games, we know we're capable of guarding these other girls on the other teams because we're going against the best.
It's all right. As a captain of this team, to see you all obviously playing right now to where you're second place in the league, have a chance. I mean, you played Loyola very well earlier in the year. I mean, mm-hmm. You make a few more shots, you all probably have a different result in that game. But to know that you were a captain on a team that's got a chance in your final year to go out and achieve its goals, how rewarding is that?
It's definitely exciting. I think we need to stay focused in these last couple weeks because we're definitely capable of winning. And
is that hard to do during a long season like this?
Yeah, I would say so. Just like keep battling back every practice, like knowing that we got to come off of come off the road and come to practice on Monday. It's definitely mentally draining, like we were talking about. But keeping everybody focused is going to help a lot. And the people coming off the bench, people on the sideline are a huge part of everything that we do, and we couldn't do it without every single member of our team. So,
to that extent, you know what leadership means at this academy, to be named a captain, to share in those leadership responsibilities, with your coaching staff, your fellow seniors. What has that experience been like for you?
It's definitely been a huge learning experience. I mean, every girl on the team is like my best friend, so it's definitely hard sometimes getting on each other. And I mean, we all got to do it if we want to be the best. So, calling out my fellow defenders.
Sure.
You got beat on that one, and it's hard to do, but I think it's a huge valuable lesson that I'm going
to
need.
Is that at some point where you have to have that conversation that hey, I'm not doing this. I'm not saying it like this in a personal way. It's strictly a way for us to get better, where you try and establish where that line is so they know that, hey, you're coming at them in a way that's going to help them, as opposed to a way where you're trying to tear them down a little bit, and sometimes they may take it a little bit too personally.
Mm-hmm. I don't really think we have that problem. I think that most of our team's pretty thick-skinned. I mean, this school kind of does that to you, so I don't think anybody really takes it personally, which helps a lot. It makes it a lot easier.
Finally, for you all, obviously goals are still in sight. And this, the last couple of years now, the fact that Army's come into the league, you all have had that experience. A, what has that been like? But B, what is it like to still have all of your goals right in front of you here, still with a chance to accomplish all of those on your way out the door?
Well, I think Army's fun because we're the beginning of the rivalry, so we kind of get to set up the traditions that hopefully teams from here on are going to carry out on and off the field, which is pretty cool. But as far as the Patriot League Championship, we're one of the first classes who hasn't won one yet. Class of 16 won their freshman year, so we're the first class that we're ready to get it. We're hungry because we don't want to be that that one class, and I think it's our turn to. I think it's coming back this year. So
Megan Huberly in the Mids with business 21-8 over American on Wednesday this week. Bucknell 1:00 Saturday at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium. We'll come back and wrap up this edition of the Navy Sports Magazine. It's brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union on the Navy Sports Network. Welcome back to the final segment of the Navy Sports Magazine. I'm Pete Medhurst. Great to have you with us. Our thanks to Bill Lusby and all of our technical crew throughout the year that have brought you all the sights and sounds of the Navy Sports Magazine, our great affiliates through the year. And, of course, as many of you know, Omar Nelson has taken a job on the Navy football staff now. So Joe Miller and I will be waiting to come back to talk to you in the fall with Navy football. The Mids opening up September 2nd in Boca Raton against Florida Atlantic. NavySports.com, your one-stop shop for all your information. 33 varsity sports, plenty of action still to come. Hopefully the Patriot League tournament Tuesday night at home, 6 o'clock, against an opponent yet to be determined. Mids could also be on the road, depending on how the action works out this weekend as well. For all the scenarios and all the information, go to www.NavySports.com. My name is Pete Vanhurst. Thanks for joining us again this year for the Navy Sports Magazine, right here on the Navy Sports Network.
This has been the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show has been brought to you by Lockheed Martin. At Lockheed Martin, we're engineering a better tomorrow. AFMA, financial solutions for your military life and beyond. And by CDWG, people who get it.